I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. On social media, President Trump called for Iran's unconditional surrender. He also said the U.S. and its allies would help rebuild Iran, making it economically bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Yesterday at the White House, the president had a message for Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
You're going to have a chance after all these years to take back your country, accept immunity. We'll give you immunity, and we'll be giving you really the right side of history, because that's what it is. So you'll be perfectly safe with total immunity, or you'll face absolutely guaranteed death. And I don't want to see that.
Israeli warplanes bombed Tehran and Beirut as Iran launched more retaliatory strikes. The war is impacting more than a dozen countries across the Middle East and has caused a spike in oil prices. Qatar's energy minister warned it could bring down the economies of the world. I'm Ed Donahue.